But first, coming out of the recent legislative session, Governor Doug Ducey faced a lot of criticism for not pushing for a higher level of funding for K-12 education, including more generous raises for teachers. And a longtime friend of the governor, lobbyist Jim Norton, has been indicted as part of an alleged bribery scheme. Some believe the governor's electoral vulnerability may be increasing, and it's into that ring that State Senator Steve Farley will be stepping this afternoon when he officially announces he'll be challenging Ducey. Expected to join Farley at the event is former Representative Ann Kirkpatrick, who could choose to try to return to office from a different district. With us to talk about that for a few minutes is Tim Steller, columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
So Steve Farley is a known state senator who a lot of people have respect for on both sides of the aisle, but why does he think he can challenge Governor Ducey?
Oh, well, Farley's been really active and prominent, I think, in his behavior in the legislature. Outspoken, I would say. So, I mean, he's created a high profile for himself.
Are there certain issues he thinks the governor's vulnerable on?
The key issue that he's hit for years is sales tax exemptions. He would like to raise more money by eliminating loopholes that exempt certain products from the sales tax. He says, you know, we could get maybe $1 billion back into the state's coffers if we simply eliminated loopholes. For example, 4-inch pipe is not subject to sales tax, whereas 3-inch and 5-inch pipe is, and that's because of a loophole established years ago that benefits Southwest Gas.
That seems pretty specific. I wonder, when Governor Ducey won initially, when he was a candidate and won and beat Fred Duvall, there was a feeling that because he was not an incumbent that maybe there could be a challenge there. And Duvall, because of the Republican leanings, at least at that point in the state, Duvall lost by double digits. Is there a reason to think that Farley could do better than that?
You know, I don't think at the outset there is. I mean, first of all, he's not that well known outside of the southern Arizona. On the other hand, he at least has a lot of electoral experience, which was not true in Fred's case, so in Duvall's case. So anyway, I would say, he's got, the other thing that we just don't know is what events are going to transpire. And as you mentioned, this bribery indictment, you know, it may mean nothing electorally as time goes on, or it may blow up into a massive scandal. We just don't know what's going to happen.
All right, Tim, let's move to a person who's going to be there with Steve Farley today in Tucson, and that is former Representative Ann Kirkpatrick. The last we saw of her, she lost to John McCain in the U.S. Senate race. Is there great buzz that she will challenge the Congresswoman from District 2, Martha McSally?
I would say no, there's not great buzz about it, but there's an expectation that she, well, I think people are pretty realistic at this stage, that she is really thinking about it. And it's, when a person of that stature, that is someone who's been a member of Congress, really thinks about it, you take them seriously. But this is a race that dozens of people have expressed interest in getting into. So, first of all, she would not have a clear path, almost certainly, to the nomination. And second, there may be candidates that the Democratic power brokers prefer over her.
Well, how much do Southern Arizona voters care about the fact that she is a newcomer there, that she spent most of her life, frankly, in Northern Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Democrats are very energized, and there are a lot of people opposed to the stand that Martha McSally took, especially on the American Health Care Act. So I don't think Democrats, especially, would care at all. They're just excited to vote for somebody against McSally. However, and another thing to keep in mind is that her district, although she lived in Flagstaff, her district stretched all the way down to the northwestern part of Metro Tucson. So she was down here quite a bit before campaigning. So she's a known quantity. She would be a carpetbagger, so to speak, for sure. But Democrats would vote for her.
And Tim, finally, briefly on this one, Martha McSally, as you mentioned, there's some controversy around her vote for the AHCA. Is she someone who is considered vulnerable? That, for those of us who don't live in Southern Arizona, consider that to be a swing district.
Yes, for sure. I mean, Hillary Clinton won the district, so Democrats see that as a hopeful sign. The AHCA vote has really energized people, as I mentioned. I go by her office frequently, and a lot of the time there are protesters outside her office. So, yeah, she's seen as vulnerable, and there have been some polls that suggest that that is true, that a generic Democrat might beat her. So, yeah, and then there's also a possibility that's kind of whispered about, but she has completely denied it, which is that McSally might end up going some different direction, that is, taking an appointment or preparing to run for a Senate seat, something like that. But she's saying she's in the race, and I expect her to be.
Okay, Tim Steller is a columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. Tim, thanks for the update.
Thank you.